This is KUT. Streamlined technology and more expensive parking spaces. Those are some of the recommendations of a new report that looks at improving parking in downtown Austin. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The $260,000 study looks at parking in the area bordered by I-35, MLK, Lamar Boulevard, and Lady Bird Lake, along with the South Central waterfront just across the lake. These preliminary findings stem from a community survey commissioned by the Downtown Austin Alliance, a nonprofit group of local businesses and community members. Jeff Tumlin is with the San Francisco-based Nelson Nygaard Consulting Associates. They surveyed more than 1,300 residents for the study.
One of the things we first wanted to know is, what is Austin wanting to be when it grows up? So we can figure out what kind of a parking system is needed in order to support that. We then went out and collected an immense amount of data to determine the state of parking today. And now we're in the process of developing some recommendations that we align Austin's goals with its parking policies.
The recommendations included streamlining parking rules and technology and keeping a percentage of parking available at all times. Along with the online survey, researchers took a comprehensive inventory of both public and private parking spots. They estimate there are more than 71,500 spaces in the downtown area, but only 6,405 of them are on-street parking. Tumlin says street spots tend to be cheaper than garages, which drives high demand, and that can lead to a lot of drivers circling around looking for a place to park.
A majority of respondents have actually experienced trying to come to downtown Austin, not being able to find a space, and giving up on their trip and going someplace else instead.
DeWitt Peart is president and CEO of the Downtown Austin Alliance. He says the goal is to improve how we manage parking going forward, factoring in future growth.
The parking consumes real estate. And so what is the highest and best use of real estate? And should we be really consuming an overabundance of land for parking?
Austin residents hardly agree on the answer to that question. Researchers say while survey respondents all want more transportation options, they disagree on the solutions. Some support improving our use of existing parking stock, while others say we should build more and make it free. There will be more opportunities for public input, and the Downtown Austin Alliance is set to issue an implementation plan for its recommendations in February. Saida Hassan, KUT News.